The Luminous 100, Emergence Facilitation Practices by Emmanuel Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity, Lila Emergence, Practices for Facilitating What Wants to Arise. Voice, Emmanuel, generated from the prompt, Emergence Facilitation Practices, Facilitating What Wants to Emerge in a Group.
Contents.
1. The Nature of Emergence. 2. Complexity Science and Evolutionary Dynamics. 3. Evolutionary Intelligence and Divine Play. 4. Healing as a Property of Reality. 5. Foundations of Emergence Facilitation, Principles and Practices. 6. Practices for Facilitating What Wants to Emerge, Techniques and Tools. 7. Advanced Facilitation, The Nature of Emergence, Tuning Fork, Haiku, Winter Solstice, A Single Candle Ignites, The Hidden Sun.
Good.
Emergence is not an act. It is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. Citation needed. Santa Anna or similar thought leader. Parable, The River and the Stones. Once, there was a river that flowed through a valley. For centuries, it had carved its path around the stones that lay in its way. The stones did not resist. They did not ask why this path or that. They simply were, worn smooth by the water's touch. One day, a group of travelers came upon the river and wondered how it had shaped its course. They tried to map the river's path, but no matter how hard they worked, new bends would form overnight, as if the river itself was alive with intention. One traveler, frustrated, shouted at the water, "Why won't you be still so we can understand you?" The river did not answer. It simply flowed on, carrying with it the seeds of new life and the memories of past floods. The travelers realized that the river's wisdom lay not in its stillness, but in its dance, ever-changing, yet always the same river. Structure and technique. The practice of not knowing. Emergence is best facilitated when we let go of control. Here are practices that scale over time. 1. Individual level. Daily practice. Ask, what wants to emerge today? Journal responses, without judgment. 2. Group level. Facilitate meetings with structured techniques like round-robin sharing to ensure no one dominates the conversation. 3. Organizational level. Implement monthly emergence check-ins, where the group reflects on its evolution and adapts structures accordingly. Scaling over time. Month 1. Focus on individual observation of emergence in daily life. Month 3. Introduce group practices with structured facilitation. Year 1. Implement organizational level checks and adaptations. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Emergence, the spontaneous, often unpredictable, arising of novel structures, behaviors, or properties in complex systems that cannot be fully explained by the system's components alone. Emergence is not random. It is the result of dynamic interactions that align with deeper patterns of reality. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What if what you're seeking is already here, waiting to emerge? 2. Middle searing. How much of your suffering comes from trying to control what wants to arise? 3. End. If emergence were a language, what would it say to you right now? The body, Lila, and the dance of emergence. Emergence is not an act of the will. It is the nature of reality itself. When we align with this truth, we find ourselves swimming in a sea where the cosmic and the ridiculous are one and the same. This is what Lila, Divine Play, is all about. The fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems. In complexity science, emergence is often described through concepts like self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis, citation needed. Complexity science. These terms might sound arcane, but they point to a simple truth. Systems organize themselves when given the space to do so. Think of how a flock of starlings moves as one without a leader, or how a crystal forms from chaos. Healing is not something we do to ourselves. It is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, openings where what wants to arise can manifest, citation needed. healing as a property of reality. Every tradition, every myth, is a mirror reflecting this truth back at us. Our work, then, is not to impose meaning but to clear these apertures, to create the conditions where emergence can happen naturally. This does not mean surrendering to chaos. It means dancing with it, recognizing that the law of attraction, as people call it, is actually a misnomer, citation needed. Law of attraction as misnomer. Emergence is not about pulling things toward us. It is about being in sync with the rhythms of reality, like a surfer riding a wave. To facilitate emergence in groups, we must move beyond the ego's desire for control and embrace what Santa Ana calls living systems and developmental theory. Citation needed. Living systems theory. This approach is rigorous, architectural, and humbly acknowledges that pain and growth are intertwined. We cannot glibly say, everything happens for a reason, but we can say, let us create space for what wants to arise, trusting that it will know the path. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Emergence is reality's way of surprising itself. 2. Healing is not an act. It is a property of open systems. 3. The more you resist emergence, the more it resists you. 4. Lila is the play between order and chaos where new forms arise. 5. Cleared apertures let in what wants to be born. Let them widen. 6. Suffering comes from trying to control what cannot be controlled. 7. Align with complexity. Emergence will do the rest. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. Noticing emergence. Practice. For 1 week, spend 5 minutes each day noticing moments of emergence in your life. Unexpected solutions, synchronicities, or new ideas that arise without effort. Reflection. Journal about these moments. What patterns emerge? How do they feel? 2. Deepening, clearing apertures. Practice. Identify a block or resistance in your life, e.g., a relationship, a project. Spend time each day creating small openings, mentally, emotionally, or physically, to allow what wants to arise to manifest. Reflection. How does it feel to let go of control? What emerges when you do? 3. Advanced, facilitating emergence in groups. Practice. Facilitate a group session, even if it's just with friends, using the following structure. Start with silence or a shared intention. Use round-robin sharing where each person speaks for 1 minute without interruption. After. Complexity science and evolutionary dynamics. Tuning fork. Haiku. Reality dances. Chaos in the hand. Form in the breath. Lila hums soft.
Good.
Complex systems are not just complicated. They're alive with possibility. Citation needed. Name of complexity scientist or thinker. Parable. The weaver and the web. Once, in a village nestled between mountains and rivers, there lived a weaver named Aya. She wove intricate tapestries that told stories of the land, but her true skill was not in the thread she held. It was in the patterns that emerged when she let go. One day, a traveler came to the village, seeking wisdom about change. He asked Aya how she created such beautiful and meaningful tapestries. She replied, "I do not control the web as much as I dance with it. The threads move of their own accord, pulling and pushing in ways I cannot always see. My role is to step back, to adjust the loom, to let the pattern emerge." The traveler watched as Aya wove a new tapestry. She would pull a thread here, loosen another there, but mostly she waited, her hands ready, her eyes sharp, her heart open to what the threads wanted to become. The traveler realized that Aya was not just weaving cloth. She was facilitating emergence, letting the web teach itself. One morning, the traveler returned to find Aya's loom empty. "Where is your tapestry?" he asked. She smiled and pointed to a nearby stream where children played, their laughter weaving invisible threads in the air. "The best tapestries," she said, "are those that emerge without my hand guiding them." Structure and technique. Practices for facilitating emergence. 1. Create safe apertures. Design spaces, physical or metaphorical, where ideas can flow freely without judgment. Use open-ended questions to invite diverse perspectives. 2. Observe and intervene lightly. Pay attention to patterns in group dynamics, but avoid heavy steering. Small adjustments, like shifting seating arrangements or introducing short breaks, can create space for new connections. 3. Embrace dissipative structures. Encourage the group to move in and out of stability, like a system at the edge of chaos where creativity thrives. Techniques: check-ins that disrupt routine, word association exercises to spark unexpected links. 4. Autopoiesis in action. Support groups in generating their own rules or norms over time, rather than imposing external structures. Practice: group contracts co-created and revised periodically. 5. Work with attractors. Identify subtle pulls in the group, e.g., recurring themes, energy shifts, and gently amplify them. Technique: theme surfing, tracking and building on emerging motifs during discussions. Scalability: these practices work whether you're facilitating a small team meeting or a large conference. Over time, they become second nature, allowing you to sense when to step in and when to step back. Luminous definition. Luminous definition, Lila. Lila, the playful, evolutionary intelligence that underlies all emergence. It is the space where order and chaos dance, where structure arises not through force, but through invitation. Lila is the fun in problem solving, the joy in creation, the hum beneath the law of attraction. It is what moves through cleared apertures, healing reality itself when we let go. 3 appreciative questions.
Start.
Asterisk, what if the most effective way to lead a group was not by guiding it, but by learning to? Okay, I'm writing chapter 2 of a book called Lila Emergence, Practices for Facilitating What Wants to Arise. The chapter is titled Complexity Science and Evolutionary Dynamics. This chapter should be a complete whole-on, meaning it stands alone but also fits within the larger structure of the book. It's part of a book that teaches emergence facilitation practices for groups. The book's core theme, Lila, is described as divine play, the fun within evolutionary intelligence, and the real mechanism behind the law of attraction. Healing is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, not an act of the self. The work is about clearing apertures, aligning with real complexity science like self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, and attractors. The voice should be rigorous, architectural, and warm but humble about pain, pairing strong claims with humility, similar to Emmanuel Santa Anna's style. It should also reference living systems and developmental theory, LCAST. Let's break this down into the required movements. 1. Tuning fork, 1 original life-uplifting haiku, and 1 attributed profound quote. The haiku should be uplifting and capture the essence of Lila or complexity science. The quote should be profound, possibly from a scientist or a thinker in the field. 2. Parable, a story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. It should illustrate complexity science or evolutionary dynamics in a way that feels organic and relatable. 3. Structure and technique, simple, universal practices that scale over time. These should be practical, actionable steps for facilitating emergence in groups. 4. Luminous definition, a gold box definition of a key term, e.g., Lila, with its meaning. 5. 3 appreciative questions, 1 at the start to engage, 1 searing middle question to provoke thought, and 1 to end on reflection. 6. The body, the actual teaching centered on Lila, connecting complexity science to evolutionary dynamics and emergence facilitation. 7 7-7-second sentences, 7 aphorisms or key takeaways that are memorable and travel well, like tweets. 8. 3 exercises. These should build in strength over time, accessible for beginners, deepening for intermediate, and advanced for experienced practitioners. 9. Citations. Real sources where possible. Mark where a citation is needed later without fabricating them. Let me start drafting each section one by one. 1. Tuning fork. Haiku. Reality dances. Chaos in the hand. Form in the breath. Lila hums soft.
Good.
Complex systems are not just complicated. They're alive with possibility. Citation needed. Name of complexity scientist or thinker. 2. Parable. Title. The Weaver and the Web. Once, in a village nestled between mountains and rivers, there lived a weaver named Aya. She wove intricate tapestries that told stories of the land, but her true skill was not in the threads she held. It was in the patterns that emerged when she let go. One day, a traveler came to the village, seeking wisdom about change. He asked Aya how she created such beautiful and meaningful tapestries. She replied, I do not control the web as much as I dance with it. The threads move of their own accord, pulling and pushing in ways I cannot always see. My role is to step back, to adjust the loom, to let the pattern emerge. The traveler watched as Aya wove a new tapestry. She would pull a thread here, loosen another there, but mostly she waited, her hands ready, her eyes sharp, her heart open to what the threads wanted to become. The traveler realized that Aya was not just weaving cloth. She was facilitating emergence, letting the web teach itself. One morning, the traveler returned to find Aya's loom empty. "Where is your tapestry?" he asked. She smiled and pointed to a nearby stream where children played, their laughter weaving invisible threads in the air. "The best tapestries," she said, "are those that emerge without my hand guiding them."
Trois structures et techniques.
Simple practices for facilitating emergence. 1. Create safe apertures. Design spaces, physical or metaphorical, where ideas can flow freely without judgment. Use open-ended questions to invite diverse perspectives. 2. Observe and intervene lightly. Pay attention to patterns in group dynamics, but avoid heavy steering. Small adjustments, like shifting seating arrangements or introducing short breaks, can create space for new connections. 3. Embrace dissipative structures. Encourage the group to move in and out of stability, like a system at the edge of chaos where creativity thrives. Techniques. Check-ins that disrupt routine. Word association exercises to spark unexpected links. 4. Autopoiesis in action. Support groups in generating their own rules or norms over time rather than imposing external structures. Practice. Group contracts co-created and revised periodically. 5. Work with attractors. Identify subtle pulls in the group, e.g., recurring themes, energy shifts, and gently amplify them. Technique. Theme surfing. Tracking and building on emerging motifs during discussions. Scalability. These practices work whether you're facilitating a small team meeting or a large conference. Over time, they become second nature, allowing you to sense when to step in and when to step back. 4. Luminous definition. Luminous definition, Lila. Lila, the playful, evolutionary intelligence that underlies all emergence. It is the space where order and chaos dance, where structure arises not through force, but through invitation. Lila is the fun in problem solving, the joy in creation, the hum beneath the law of attraction. It is what moves through cleared apertures, healing reality itself when we let go. 5. 3 appreciative questions.
Start.
What if the most effective way to lead a group was not by guiding it, but by learning to swim with its currents?
Middle searing.
How much of your facilitation is about controlling outcomes, and how much is about holding space for what wants to emerge, even when it feels uncomfortable or unpredictable? And where in your life or work have you already seen Lila at play, and how might you invite more of it into your practice? 6. The body, complexity science and evolutionary dynamics. Introduction. Complexity science offers a map for understanding how systems, whether biological, social, or cultural, evolve. It describes the dance between order and chaos, where simple rules can generate astonishing complexity, as in cellular automata, or where local interactions create global patterns, like ant colonies building nests. Evolutionary dynamics, meanwhile, tracks how these systems adapt over time, not through top-down design, but through emergent properties like self-organization. Key concepts. 1. Self-organization. Systems that organize themselves without external control, e.g., flocks of birds, traffic patterns. 2. Dissipative structures. Systems that maintain order by dissipating energy, e.g., hurricanes, economic markets. 3. Autopoiesis. Systems that produce and reproduce themselves, e.g., cells, social groups creating their own norms. 4. Attractors. Stable patterns or states that systems tend toward, e.g., equilibrium points in physics, cultural trends. Lila as the third factor. While complexity science explains how emergence happens, Lila describes why it feels alive, playful, and even divine. It is the third factor, the spark of intelligence that turns mere self-organization into something joyful and creative. Lila is not a force you command. It is a current you learn to surf. Facilitating emergence. To facilitate what wants to arise in a group, you must align with these dynamics. Clear apertures. Like a weaver adjusting her loom, facilitators create spaces where threads, ideas, people can interact freely. Work with attractors. Identify where the group is naturally pulling and amplify that, rather than fighting resistance. Embody humility. The most powerful facilitation comes from humility, knowing you are part of the system, not its master. Pain and growth. Evolutionary dynamics involve pain as well as joy. Systems and groups must dissolve before they can recombine at higher levels of complexity. Facilitators must hold this tension, warmth without glibness, strength without arrogance. 7 7-7-second sentences. 1. Emergence is not magic, it's physics. 2. The group's wisdom emerges when you stop steering and start sensing. 3. Lila is the hum beneath all creation. Listen for it. 4. Pain is the price of new form. Hold space for both. 5. Attractors are not goals to chase but currents to ride. 6. Facilitation is autopoiesis in action. Let the system create itself. 7. The cleared aperture is where reality heals. 8. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible, the loom exercise. For beginners, in a group, assign each person a thread, e.g., an idea, a concern, a word. Ask them to weave it into a shared tapestry by responding to prompts like, "How does your thread connect to the others?" No wrong answers, just let patterns emerge. Goal: experience emergence without pressure. 2. Deepening. Dissipative structure mapping. For intermediate practitioners, facilitate a group in mapping its current attractors, repeating themes or energy flows, and identifying where it's stuck, dissipative structures. Guide them to gently nudge the system toward new patterns. Goal: learn to sense and work with systemic dynamics. 3. Advanced. Autopoietic group design. For experienced facilitators, help a group co-create its own norms, processes, or even physical space over time, observing how it evolves autonomously. Use techniques like group contracts that evolve with the system. Goal: master the art of stepping back while still guiding. 9. Citations. 1. For the quote in the tuning fork section, citation needed. A scientist or thinker in complexity science, e.g., Stuart Kaufman, John Holland, or Maturana and Varela for autopoiesis. 2. For the concept of dissipative structures, Prigogine, I, 1980. From being to becoming,
Vuha Freeman.
3. For autopoiesis, Maturana, H, and Varela, F, 1980. Autopoiesis and cognition, the realization of the living,
Des Poires et d'Elle.
4. For attractors in complexity science, Kaufman, S, 1993. The origins of order, Oxford University Press. Final chapter, complexity science and evolutionary dynamics. Tuning fork, haiku. Reality dances, chaos in the hand, form in the breath. Lila hums soft,
Guot.
Complex systems are not just complicated. They're alive with possibility. Citation needed. Name of complexity scientist or thinker. Parable: The Weaver and the Web. Once, in a village nestled between mountains and rivers, there lived a weaver named Aya. She wove intricate tapestries that told stories of the land, but her true skill was not in the thread she held. It was in the patterns that emerged when she let go. One day, a traveler came to the village, seeking wisdom about change. He asked Aya how she created such beautiful and meaningful tapestries. She replied, "I do not control the web as much as I dance with it. The threads move of their own accord, pulling and pushing in ways I cannot always see. My role is to step back, to adjust the loom, to let the pattern emerge." The traveler watched as Aya wove a new tapestry. She would pull a thread here, loosen another there, but mostly she waited, her hands ready, her eyes sharp, her heart open to what the threads wanted to become. The traveler realized that Aya was not just weaving cloth. She was facilitating emergence, letting the web teach itself. One morning, the traveler returned to find Aya's loom empty. "Where is your tapestry?" he asked. She smiled and pointed to a nearby stream where children played, their laughter weaving invisible threads in the air. "The best tapestries," she said, "are those that emerge without my hand guiding them." Structure and technique. Practices for facilitating emergence. 1. Create safe apertures. Design spaces, physical or metaphorical, where ideas can flow freely without judgment. Use open-ended questions to invite diverse perspectives. 2. Observe and intervene lightly. Pay attention to patterns in group dynamics, but avoid heavy steering. Small adjustments, like shifting seating arrangements or introducing short breaks, can create space for new connections. 3. Embrace dissipative structures. Encourage the group to move in and out of stability, like a system at the edge of chaos where creativity thrives. Techniques: check-ins that disrupt routine, word association exercises to spark unexpected links. 4. Autopoiesis in action. Support groups in generating their own rules or norms over time rather than imposing external structures. Practice: group contracts co-created and revised periodically. 5. Work with attractors. Identify subtle pulls in the group, e.g., recurring themes, energy shifts, and gently amplify them. Technique: theme surfing, tracking and building on emerging motifs during discussions. Scalability: these practices work whether you're facilitating a small team meeting or a large conference. Over time, they become second nature, allowing you to sense when to step in and when to step back. Luminous definition. Luminous definition, Lila. Lila, the playful, evolutionary intelligence that underlies all emergence. It is the space where order and chaos dance, where structure arises not through force, but through invitation. Lila is the fun in problem solving, the joy in creation, the hum beneath the law of attraction. It is what moves through cleared apertures, healing reality itself when we let go. 3 appreciative questions. Start. What if the most effective way to lead a group was not by guiding it, but by learning to swim with its currents? Middle searing. How much of your facilitation is about controlling outcomes, and how much is about holding space for what wants to emerge, even when it feels uncomfortable or unpredictable? And where in your life or work have you already seen Lila at play, and how might you invite more of it into your practice? The body, complexity science, and evolutionary dynamics. Complexity science offers a map for understanding how systems, whether biological, social, or cultural, evolve. It describes the dance between order and chaos, where simple rules can generate astonishing complexity, as in cellular automata, or where local interactions create global patterns, like ant colonies building nests. Evolutionary dynamics, meanwhile, tracks how these systems adapt over time, not through top-down design, but through emergent properties like self-organization. Key concepts. 1. Self-organization. Systems that organize themselves without external control, e.g., flocks of birds, traffic patterns. 2. Dissipative structures. Systems that maintain order by dissipating energy, e.g., hurricanes, economic markets. Citation needed. Prigogine. 3. Autopoiesis. Systems that produce and reproduce themselves, e.g., cells, social groups creating their own norms. Citation needed. Maturana and Varela. 4. Attractors. Stable patterns or states that systems tend toward, e.g., equilibrium points in physics, cultural trends. Lila as the third factor. While complexity science explains how emergence happens, Lila describes why it feels alive, playful, and even divine. It is the third factor, the spark of intelligence that turns mere self-organization into something joyful and creative. Lila is not a force you command. It is a current you learn to surf, facilitating emergence. To facilitate what wants to arise in a group, you must align with these dynamics. Clear apertures, like a weaver adjusting her loom, facilitators create spaces where threads, ideas, people can interact freely. Work with attractors. Identify where the group is naturally pulling and amplify that, rather than fighting resistance. Embody humility. The most powerful facilitation comes from humility, knowing you are part of the system, not its master. Pain and growth. Evolutionary dynamics involve pain as well as joy. Systems and groups must dissolve before they can recombine at higher levels of complexity. Facilitators must hold this tension, warmth without glibness, strength without arrogance. Citation needed. Kaufman or similar. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Emergence is not magic, it's physics. 2. The group's wisdom emerges when you stop steering and start sensing. 3. Lila is the hum beneath all creation. Listen for it. 4. Pain is the price of new form. Hold space for both. 5. Attractors are not goals to chase but currents to ride. 6. Facilitation is autopoiesis in action. Let the system create itself. 7. The cleared aperture is where reality heals. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible, the loom exercise. For beginners, in a group, assign each person a thread, e.g., an idea, a concern, a word. Ask them to weave it into a shared tapestry by responding to prompts like, "How does your thread connect to the others?" No wrong answers. Just let patterns emerge. Goal, experience emergence without pressure. 2, deepening, dissipative structure mapping. For intermediate practitioners, facilitate a group in mapping its current attractors, repeating themes or energy flows, and identifying where it's stuck, dissipative structures. Guide them to gently nudge the system toward new patterns. Goal, learn to sense and work with systemic dynamics. 3. Advanced, autopoietic group design. For experienced facilitators, help a group co-create its own norms, processes, or even physical space over time, observing how it evolves autonomously. Use techniques like group contracts that evolve with the system. Goal, master the art of stepping back while still guiding. Citations. 1. For the quote in the tuning fork section, citation needed. A scientist or thinker in complexity science, e.g., Stuart Kaufman, John Holland, or Maturana and Varela for autopoiesis. 2. For the concept of dissipative structures, Prigogine, I, 1980. From being to becoming.
Vuha Freeman.
3. For autopoiesis, Maturana, H, and Varela, F, 1980. Autopoiesis and cognition. The realization of the living.
Des Poiredel.
4. For attractors in complexity science. Kaufman, S. 1993. The origins of order. Oxford University Press. This chapter is designed to be both rigorous and poetic, grounding theoretical concepts in practical wisdom while maintaining a sense of playfulness and depth. It invites readers to see emergence not as something to control, but as a dance to participate in, with Lila as the ever-present partner. The exercises build in complexity, allowing practitioners to deepen their skills over time, while the questions and aphorisms serve as touchstones for reflection and action. Citations are noted where needed, ensuring the chapter remains credible without fabricating sources. Evolutionary intelligence and divine play. Tuning fork. Haiku. Evolution dances. Laughter in the bones of time. Divine play emerges.
Quote.
Every tradition is a mirror of what we already are. The work is clearing apertures from the place before form where the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size, so it can be told as play. Emmanuel Santa Anna. Parable. The forest's wisdom. Once, in a forest untouched by human hands, there lived a community of trees. They were not bound by a single leader, but grew in harmony with the wind, rain, and sunlight. Each tree was unique in shape and size, yet they all contributed to the health of the forest. One day, a young sapling, curious about its purpose, asked the oldest oak, "Why do we grow this way?" The oak replied, "Look around. We do not choose our shape or our path, but we grow in response to what surrounds us. This is how we dance with life." The sapling understood that it was part of something larger than itself, a play of forces beyond its control, yet deeply intelligent. Structure and technique. Practices that scale. Evolutionary intelligence thrives in systems that allow for openness and adaptability. Here are two foundational structures to facilitate emergence. 1. The listening sphere. A practice where group members sit in a circle, each speaking for exactly 1 minute without interruption. The focus is not on solving problems, but on listening deeply to the emerging patterns of conversation. 2. Feedback loops. Creating mechanisms for continuous feedback, such as short check-ins at regular intervals where participants reflect on what's emerging and adjust their interactions accordingly. These techniques scale over time by embedding them into the culture of the group, allowing complexity to emerge naturally without suppression. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Evolutionary intelligence. The inherent capacity of systems, whether natural, social, or cognitive, to adapt, learn, and self-organize in response to internal and external stimuli. It is not a top-down intelligence, but an emergent property of interconnected elements playing within the constraints of their environment. 3 appreciative questions. 1. What is one small way you've noticed intelligence emerging in your life or work without your direct control? 2. Asterisk, searing middle question. Where does your system, whether personal or collective, resist the natural flow of evolutionary intelligence? Healing as a property of reality. Tuning fork. Haiku. Cleared aperture. Light dances through the void. Healing is the dance.
Profound quote.
Reality is not a thing to be mastered, but a dance to be learned. Emmanuel Santa Anna. Living Systems Developmental Theory. Parable. The River and the Stone. Long ago, in a valley where the river bent like a question, there was a stone, hard, unyielding, that had always been a stumbling block for travelers. The river flowed around it, but no one noticed its presence until someone tripped over it during a moonlit walk. The traveler, bruised and frustrated, decided to remove the stone. Day after day, they chipped at it with hammer and chisel, their muscles aching, their patience wearing thin.